Now, I don't know about you, but at my primary school, we were lucky to have a hamster in a cage in the corner of the classroom. But now school children across the west of Scotland are getting the chance to rear dozens of tiny brown trout, which they release into a local stream or river. The Clyde in the Classroom project aims to teach them about science and citizenship and give young people a new pride in where they live. Our reporter Hugh Williams joined a group from Oak Grove Primary School in Glasgow who took a trip underground as they released their fish into the River Kelvin.
Good morning, Primary Six.
Good morning, Mr. Morrow.
Mohammed.
My name's Mariama and I'm in Oak Grove Primary School in P6.
My name's James.
My name is Andrew.
Tegan. Zen.
We got about 250 eggs. It was like really small, even smaller than a green pea. It was the smallest egg in the whole world.
We had to take care of them. We had to make sure the temperature was exactly perfect.
It's just the feeling that they're going to live for another 18 years.
It makes us feel like we're mums and dads and stuff.
First of all, what we need to do is take out the rocks so that they can't hide underneath the rocks and make it difficult for them to scoop up with the fishnet.
Leslie Gregg from the Clyde River Foundation has been visiting the school for the past 5 weeks, helping the children to rear their tiny trout.
I'm just going to turn the net upside down in the bag, just so you hold on nice and tight, and then I'll just gently check that they're all out of the net.
Eventually, there's a blue plastic bag for each child, each one containing between 5 and 10 trout fry, baby fish about half a centimetre long, with bulbous, staring eyes and an elegant, slender tail. P6's class teacher, Niamh Furlong, shepherds the children out of the school.
Right now, we are crossing the road in our pairs, in our high-vis jackets, with our fish in hand, to bring them to the River Kelvin and release them. And after today, unfortunately, all the good care we've given them, after today they're on their own, so we're having a serious hope that they're going to go okay after now.
Good morning, all children from the Primary this morning. Welcome to the Wild Wonderland.
Standing on the subway platform, Davy McCall explains that some of these fish are at the beginning of amazing journeys.
If they decide to remain in the river, you know, they'll find areas within the river, deeper pools once they're becoming adults to kind of dwell. But if they decide that they're going to sea, then they'll head out to the coast. There's more food out there for them.
So far as we know, have brown trout or sea trout ever travelled on the subway before?
No, this is the first time I've heard of them travelling on the underground.
How do you think your fish are doing? Are they all right on the subway?
Yeah, I think they're okay, but I think the noise might freak them out.
That's us just off this train. Oh, kind of scary.
We're just walking along the Kelvin walkway, along the Kelvin River. Going to take them to the old flint mill to release their little brown trout into the Kelvin. It's their local river, so it's the best, closest place for them to put them in. As well, we've got somewhere that's got a gentle gradient so that it's nice and easy for them to get close to the river.
I've got my bag open now. I can't wait to release them.
Wait, don't release them, please.
But I'm really going to miss them.
You've been saying goodbye to them?
Yeah. We said goodbye on the journey.
Okay, guys.
I kind of like...
Take hold of one of the handles. Take the corner directly underneath that handle.
Well, here they go.
Okay.
Cheerio.
Try and look out for your fish. Okay.
Yeah, I can see them. Yeah.
There's one right there.
What do you think it's like for these fish? Because the whole time they've been alive, they've been in your tank in your school, and now they've got a river. What do you think it's like for them?
They're going to be a little bit confused because they're not going to really know where this place is, because they're really used to like a tank with a white cover on top of them. Might be a bit scary for them.
This is a memory they'll probably have forever. Some of them have never been to the river before. I'm really proud of them. They did great. What a great opportunity. I'd do it again tomorrow. It's brilliant. And as I explained to them, if the fish live and no one has them for their dinner and no big fish get them in 18 years' time, the fish that they reared from an egg could still be in that river when their parents themselves and bringing their children down along here. So it's a lovely story if it works out. But today was brilliant anyway. Success all around, I feel.
Indeed, Niamh Furlong ending that report from Hugh Williams. And if you'd like to know more about that initiative, you'll find more details on the website Clyde in the Classroom.
Nothing fishy about the travel news. Here's Teresa.
Thanks, Anne Gary. No references to old